Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the broadcast today. Chicago just kicked off to Kansas City. It's recovered by Rusty Sowers on the 30-yard line. And she is stopped on the 35. Tonight is the championship game between the Chicago Force and the Kansas City Tribes. The winner of this game goes on to play either Boston Militia or the D.C. Divas. Currently, their game is at halftime. It's 14 Boston, 13 D.C. This is a game between of the Independent Women's Football League. Kansas City is on the 30-yard line. First and 10. Jenny Schmidt, quarterbacking, number 23. In the backfield is Megan Penrod and Rusty Sowers. Chicago Force lined up. Ball is passed on to number 10, Megan Penrod. She stopped at, and it's a loss of 1 yard. Be second and 11. And she is stopped by Chicago's Darcy Leslie. Thank you. Lining up, it's first and 11, or second and 11. At the 34. In the backfield again is Megan Penrod, Jenny Schmidt, quarterback, with the long snap. The pass. Oh, quarterback Keith. She's up the line. Carrying it. She's gone 15 yards, and she is stuck at the 50-yard line. Stop by 33 of Chicago, Kristen Mertens. That is good enough for a Kansas City Tribe first down. Jenny Schmidt in the long snap. Megan Penrod in the backfield. On the corners, number 20, Rusty Sowers, and number 10, Tegan Smith, Stewart. Rusty moving next to Tegan. Both girls are all-stars for the Kansas City Tribe this year. So in a couple weeks, they'll be playing the all-star game down in Texas. First and 10. Ball snapped. Jenny's going for a throw. She's carrying it. She's running. Thrown to Megan Penrod. Incomplete. Incomplete pass. We're going to line back up on the 50. Second and 10. Intended for Megan Penrod. I'd like to thank everybody who's listening today on the internet. It's a big game for both teams. Chicago have one loss?
Two losses.
Chicago comes to the field with two losses and Kansas City with one. Kansas City's only loss is to Chicago this year in Chicago. So this is a big game for both women, both teams. Megan Penrod in the backfield, Rusty Sowers and Tegan Stewart on the line. Ball is about to snap. Jenny Stewart throws to Tegan Stewart. Oh, incomplete. It's off her shoulder pad. It's thrown behind her. She's going to line back up. Now we have a third and 10. It's going to be a tough defensive game for both teams. That's the way it was last time. Should be a great game. Third and 10. We have 13 minutes, 27 seconds left. Score 0-0. Megan Penrod in the backfield. And Rusty Sowers on receiving. Look for a long pass, possibly. Ball snapped. It's thrown lateral to Megan Penrod. She's running and just short of a first down. Gains about 8 yards. So they are on the 42-yard line of Chicago. It's fourth and 2. See if they elect to punt. Okay. going to bring out their punting team. Chicago will be receiving. Okay, what's her name?
Zuby.
Albie Zuby will be receiving Chicago. She's lined up on the 10-yard line. The punt, it's a good high lateral. Albie, fair catch, but she misses it. And she recovers the ball on the 2-yard line for Chicago. She's brought down by for the Tribe. She's brought down by Keegan Stewart. And Jessica Grove. So Chicago will get the ball at 1st and 10, 12 minutes, 50 seconds left in the first quarter on their own 2-yard line.
Is Samantha
Grisafi is quarterback for Chicago today. Candace Griffin in the backfield for Chicago. Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod are safety for Chicago. It's given to number 24, Candace Griffin. She's brought down at the 13-yard line. That's good enough for a Chicago first down. Megan Penrod stopped Candace. So first down for the Force on their own 12-yard line. Score is still 0-0. It's a nice crowd out today. A lot of people from Chicago and Kansas and support their team. Quarterback Samantha Grisafi in the backfield again. She throws pass. It's thrown over the head of Albie. Both girls, Albie and Samantha, are going to be all-stars in the all-star game here in a couple weeks. On the line for the Tribe is Lane Anderson, who's also an all-star for the Kansas City Tribe. Sam Grisafi in the backfield again. QB for the Chicago Force. Ball snapped. Throws to number 81, Patricia Harper. She's brought down on the 20-yard line. Tegan Stewart stopped it for the Tribe. With a little help from Mindy White. It will be 3rd down and 2 for the Chicago Force. Small line, so a lot of receivers for the Force. Candace Griffin in the backfield with Samantha Grisafi. 11 minutes on the clock. Pass to, pass is intended for number 3, Albie Zuby. It was knocked down by Tiffany Swagger. It will be 4th and 3 for the Chicago Force. They're going to elect to punt. Receiving for the Tribe will be number 20, Rusty Sowers, and number 10, Megan Penrod. Punting for the Force is number 3, Albie Zuby. Ball snapped. Good snap. Low punt. Kicked about 20 yards. Kind of rolls back a little bit, and it's stopped by the Force on the 36-yard line. So the Tribe will pick up for 1st and 10 on the Chicago Force 36. All right. There is 11 minutes, 35 seconds, 1st and down, first quarter. The score is 0, Chicago Force versus the Kansas City Tribe. We're at Center High School in the heart of Kansas City, Missouri. It's a nice grass field. Jenny Schmidt, quarterback, passes off to Megan Penrod. And she is stopped at the line of scrimmage. And she is stopped by number 67, Darcy Leslie. Another all-star for the Chicago Force. They had 13 members of their team make it to the All-Star game this year. All right, 11 minutes, 11 seconds left. Second and 9. Jenny Schmidt, long snap, quarterback. Behind her is Megan Penrod. Ball snap, she goes for a pass. Oh, it's intended for Rusty Sowers. Pass is thrown behind her. Rusty was double teamed by number 85, Kimberly Marks, and number 82, Martha Dantuma. Now 3rd and 9. Jenny Schmidt. Getting the play from her coach. Beautiful balmy day here in Kansas City. A little overcast. Might get some rain. Okay. 11 minutes exactly on the clock. Jenny Schmidt gets the snap. She goes to pass. She's brought down. Oh, she throws it back to Megan Penrod, who starts running towards the line. And she's brought down at the 34-yard line. So Jenny Schmidt had the ball. She's about to be taken down by number 17, Darlene Hall. But she threw it back to Megan Penrod, who ran for about a yard and a half. So the Tribe will kick it. Punting for the Tribe is Reagan Campbell. Nobody in the backfield for the Force. Might be letting this go into the end zone. And that's exactly what happened. So the Force will recover the ball on the 20-yard line. 20-yard line.
Please welcome
your Chico Thunder touchdown band. McKinsey Tribe would like to thank their sponsor for today's game, John Schultz. He's a lawyer for the law offices of Frankie Schultz and McMullen here in Kansas City. Kansas City Tribe has been very blessed this year to have a lot of support. Sam Grisafi in the backfield, quarterback. Next to her, Candace Griffin again. She goes past, short pass. And 10, number 81, Patricia Harper, but it's knocked down by number 11 of the Tribe, Angela Mabry. So we'll start on the 20-yard line, Chicago Force 20-yard line, with 10 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Score still 0-0. Sam Grisafi for the Force. Safety for the Tribe is Rusty Sowers. Grisafi passes off to number 24, Candace Griffin. She makes it about 2 yards, brought down by Kiki Blackman. And Kenesha Walker for the crowd down, Candace. It will now be 3rd and 9 with 10 minutes to go in the quarter. Chicago Force still has the ball. Sam Grisafi, quarterback. A lot of receivers on the line for the Force. Long snap is good. She goes to the left, throws it to number 81, Patricia Harper. She makes a good spin move and is brought down at the 35-yard line by number 12, Mindy White. A little help from Tegan Stewart and Lane Anison. So it's a first down for the Force. And they will pick up the ball on the 35-yard line. Their own 35-yard line with 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Sam Grisafi in the back. Here's the snap. She carries it. She goes through the line. Gets about 2 yards. Is brought down by Mindy White. So it's 2nd and 8. Probably about 8.5, but good carry. Nice little breeze coming down through here. We have the Chico Thunder Band entertaining us. A lot of noisemakers, a huge crowd on hand for this championship game. Sam Grisanti, quarterback. Snap. She goes throw. Throw is brought down by number 14, Reagan Campbell, at the line of scrimmage. So now it'll be 3rd and 8 at the Chicago Force. 36. Force has a short offensive line, a lot of receivers on hand.
Who's next to Sam?
Yeah. Darcy
Leslie?
Okay. Darcy Leslie in the backfield with Sam Grisanti. Grisanti. Excuse me. Snap. She goes back to throw. She's being rushed, and it's called by Patricia Harper. She's brought down by Megan Penrod. Good carry for about 6 yards, but it's still short of a first down. It'll be 4th and about 2. A long 2 for the Force. Both teams have great defenses. So the Force will elect to punt the ball. They're on their own 43-yard line. Albie Zuby in the backfield to punt. And Rusty Sowers to receive. She's about on the Tribe 26-yard line. And 7 minutes, 54 seconds to go. Short snap, almost blocked. Long punt, good strong punt. And it's stopped by the Force. It's touched by number 81, Patricia Harper, and number 10, Mary Valine, on the Kansas City Tribe 30-yard line. And they'll recover there. It'll be first, 26-yard line. I'll give them 4 more yards. You know, a little help never hurt anybody, right? But the Kinsey Tribe will start 1st and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 7 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Mindy White, quarterback. Megan Penrod in the backfield. On the line, Tegan Stewart. Rusty Sowers. Brittany Smith in the game. She broke her hand a couple weeks ago at the championship game. But she is out there playing today. She's an alternate for the All-Star team. Megan Penrod went back on the line, so Mindy Smith's back there. Look for a pass. And she goes back to throw. Drops back. She's being rushed. She throws it to Rusty Sowers, who recovers the ball. Nice catch at the 29-yard line. It's just a short catch, but it's enough for 3 yards, and the Tribe missed a sack on that one. She's being rushed pretty hard by Jamie Menzik. So the Tribe will start again on the 29-yard line. 2nd and about 7. Megan Penrod in the back with Jenny Schmidt. She fakes it to Megan. She catches it, carries it, and she's brought down with a gain of about 3 yards. So she's now on the 33-yard line. So about 3rd and probably 4 yards, 3.5 yards. Good run by Jenny. Good block by her defense, her offensive line there. Center for the Tribe is KJ McCoon. On the line is Brittany Smith, Tegan Smith, Brittany, Tegan, Megan Penrod, and Rusty Sowers. Off the line, Reagan Campbell. Mindy Smith in the backfield. Snap. Drops back to pass. She's got a few girls open trying to find her best way to go. She carries it, and she's brought down again. Not on the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of a half a yard. So it'll be about 4th and 2. For the Tribe. Great defensive game going on so far. Nobody's really been able to get past their line of scrimmage. So the Tribe will elect to punt. Back punting for the Tribe is number 14, Reagan Campbell. And receiving for the Force is number 3, Albie Zuby. 5 minutes, 30 seconds left. Long snap is good. Nice high punt. It's kind of off the side of her leg, but it's a good punt. It's rolling to the 30. So the Chicago Force will recover. on their own 30-yard line with a first and 10 with 5 minutes 19 seconds left. Score is still 0-0 for both teams. A lot on the line. The winner of this game goes on down to Texas to play in the national championship game. That weekend is a big weekend. There's 3 games going on, including the All-Star game. There's a timeout on the field. This time, I'd like to again thank our sponsor, John Schultz. Also, I'd like to thank Women's Football Talk for letting us be on the internet today, and all those ladies out there and all those guys out there who really like women's football. Kent City Tribe has been around for about 2 years. They're owned by Colin Stoner and John Van Stittert, as well as player Mindy White. They just wanted to really provide an affordable and a fun atmosphere for people of Kansas City to come and see some great football. And these women are really devoted to their teams, both Chicago and Kansas City. Chicago's had a very strong team, a force to be reckoned with, no pun intended. Timeout's over. 5 minutes, 19 seconds left. Chicago recovers the ball, first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Ball snapped to number 67, Darcy Leslie. She runs through the line and has a great 8-yard pickup. So it'll be 2nd and 8. Darcy is also an all-star for the force. Back there again are Darcy Leslie and Sam Grisafi. Darcy Leslie is quarterback. She runs again with a pickup of about 7 yards, and she's brought down by Megan Penrod and Mindy White on their own 45-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the force. Quick huddle. Darcy Leslie was quarterback for that play, but back in the game is Sam Grisafi. She's accompanied in the backfield by number 3, Alfie. Four minutes, 25 seconds left. Ball is snapped to Albie Zuby, and she passes it off to number 15, Sam Grisafi. And she's brought down with about a 2.5-yard gain. She's on the 47-yard line, her 7-yard line. Little reversal there. They're making use of their offensive line and trying to do a little trick plays. She's brought down by number 50. Magdalene Abafuli for the Tribe. Angela Mabry and Tiffany Garrison Swaggart are on the outskirts for the Tribe. Megan Penrod and Rusty Sowers playing safety. Sam Grisafi, quarterback again for the fourth. She is brought down. She is sacked for a loss of 6 yards by number 21, Jamie Hauser. That was a loss. Jamie was hurt a couple weeks ago with a knee injury. She's back in full action. She's one of our toughest players for the Kansas City Tribe. So now it's a 3rd and 13. 3rd and 12 for the force. Sam Grisafi running back on the field. There's a loud crowd out there today. You can't tell. A lot of Tribe fans, a lot of force fans. Sam Grisafi in the backfield all by herself. 3rd and 13. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the quarter. Score is still 0-0. She's being rushed and brought down again. 44, Lane Anderson. And number 6, Brittany Fisher. little blitz action there. A loss of about 3 yards. It'll be a 4-16. They will punt. Alvy's Zuby in the backfield. Punt. And Rusty Sowers and Megan Tenrod to receive. They're on their own 25-yard line. Great defense by both teams today. Okay, long snap to Albie Zuby. Kick is low but distant. Lands, and Megan Finrod picks it up on the 25-yard line. She starts running. She's being chased, and she's going. She's running past. She's got some great blocking. And she puts to the midfield, cuts the infield, and she is brought down hard by number 85, Kimberly Mark, for the fourth. The gain of 42 yards by Megan Penrod on that recovery, on that receiving. So the Kansas City Tribe will have a first and 10 on the Chicago Force 28-yard line. Great thing about women's football is the there was a flag on the play, illegal block in the back by the Force, so that will be a 15-yard penalty. So it'll be the first and 10 on the Chicago Force 47-yard line. First penalty of the game. Jenny Schmidt, quarterback for the Tribe, in the backfield with her, number 13, Larissa Graves. Tegan Stewart, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell, along with Brittany Smith, are all on the line as receivers. 1 minute, 25 seconds left in the quarter. Score is still 0-0. A nice breeze running through here. Kind of makes the temperature bearable. Snap to Jenny Schmidt. Thrown to Reagan Campbell. Runs through. Nice gain of about 6 yards. She's brought down by Amber Burns, another all-star for the Force. Looks like she might have hurt her hand on the play, though. She might have to come out. Coming in for her is Sophia Sinas. So it'll be second and 4 with 1 minute left in the quarter. In the backfield, Larissa Graves with Jenny Schmidt. Snap to Jenny Schmidt. She hands it off to Larissa Graves. A nice run. She goes through first down with about 5 yards extra. She's brought down by, looks like, Darlene Hall for the Force, and Shannon Tinbrook. So it'll be first and 10 for the Tribe on the Chicago 32 with about 39 seconds left in the quarter. Same lineup for the Tribe. Brady Smith, Tegan Stewart, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell. And in the backfield with Jenny Schmidt is Larissa Graves. The Force has a really strong line. They have a lot of people in their backfield ready to handle anybody who comes through the line, especially those who are receiving. Both teams are strong on both ends, but their defense is definitely something that, that you got to watch out for. The referees are conferring about placement of the ball and the end of the first quarter. So we will begin the second quarter in about a minute and a half. Kansas City Tribe has been playing here at Center High School this whole season. It's a great grass field in the heart of Kansas City. Sponsors for today's game is Schultz and the law office is Frankie Schultz and McMullen. We also have the Chico Thunder band. And they're playing the hot potato right now. All Western Conference All-Stars for the Tribe this season are Magdalene Abafuli, Megan Penrod, Jenny Schmidt, Rusty Sowers, Tegan Stewart, and Minnie White. Alternates are Lane Anderson and Brittany Fisher. in the weekend of July 25th at Round Rock, Texas. There will be an All-Star game. It will be the same weekend that the winner of this game, either the Tribe of the Forest, will play the Divas of BC or the Militia of Boston. At halftime, their game is 14-13, Boston. We'll have an update of that later on in the show. Second quarter starting. 15 minutes left in the quarter, obviously. And the Force has a first and 10 at the... the Tribe has a first and 10 at the Force 32. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Quarterback. Rusty Sowers runs across the line. There's a fumble. Jenny Schmidt recovers behind the line. A loss of 6 yards. So the second 16. Quick pass intended for Rusty Sowers. It's dropped in the backfield. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield again. On her left side is Larissa Graves. On the line, Tegan Stewart, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan Campbell. Here comes the snap. 14 minutes left. Pass to Tegan Stewart, and she is stopped. With a gain of about 2 yards, but there's still going to be... a loss of 2 yards. Pardon me. That's going to be a loss of 3 yards. So they will be 3rd and 21 for the Tribe. Expect a long pass on this. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Megan Penrod coming back into the game. So on the line, Tegan Stewart, Brittany Fisher, Rusty Sowers, and Reagan. Jenny drops back to pass. Ball is thrown to Megan Penrod. She recovers at the 22-yard line, and it's a first down. She was brought down by number 85, Kimberly Mark. But that was good enough for Kansas City Tribe first down. It was a great throw down the middle. And Megan picked up another couple yards after the throw. So they are first and 10 at the Chicago Force 18. Good recovery on 3rd and 21. Jenny in the backfield, Megan Penrod next to her. Just had that nice pass, nice reception. Ball snap. She throws it to Rusty Sowers. Touchdown, Kansas City Tribe. Rusty Sowers caught that. She's being guarded heavily by Martha Gansuma, but she made it to the end zone. 6 points for the Tribe at 12 minutes, 49 seconds. To kick the extra point for the Tribe. Number 45, Amanda Sweeten. Ball's lined up. Snap. Kick is blocked. It's blocked by the Force. It's recovered in the end zone by Megan Penrod. She had a rush after it. So there will be a kickoff. So, about 2 minutes into the second quarter, the Kansas City Tribe scores 6-0. Amanda Sweeten will be kicking for the Tribe again. The Force doing a little huddle. How to recover from that? It's a nice drive. About a 40, 7-yard drive by the Tribe. Sports coming back on the field to line up. Amanda Sweet, the kick for the Tribe. And set to receive number 3, Albie Zuby, and number 10, Mary Valine. Ready to go. 12 minutes, 49 seconds left in the second quarter. Again, you're watching the Kansas City Tribe versus Chicago Force in the championship game. Winner of this game goes on to the national championship. She kicked low kick, but a far kick. And it goes out of bounds on the Chicago Force 11-yard line. That will be a flag. Chicago Force will have a 1st and 10. Oh, there will be a re-kick. So they will re-kick the ball. Amanda Sweeten on the 35-yard line. Again, back for the Force is number 3, Albie Zuby. And number 10, Mary Valine. Rookie this year for the Force. Only 1 second was off the clock on that one. Lane Anderson running on the field for the Tribe. They didn't have enough girls on the field. So Amanda Sweeten, back to kick. 6-0 Tribe in the second quarter. She goes kick. Kick is short. It's high. And Mary Valine recovers, and she is pushed out of bounds by number 11, Angela Mabry for the Tribe. So the Force will pick up on their own 40-yard line for 1st and 10. All right, in the backfield for the Force, quarterback Sam Grisafi. Goes for the. She's being rushed, but she's nice, quick pass to 81. 81 Patricia Harper, and she's brought down by Larissa Graves and Lane Anderson for the Tribe. 8 yards for Patricia Harper, so it's 2nd and 2 for the Force. Clock still running, 12 minutes left in the quarter. Sam Grisafi in the backfield again. Ball snap. She hands it off to Candace Griffin. She runs, and she's brought down by Tegan Stewart. She made a 1st down and then some, about 4 yards. So she had a pickup of about 6 yards. So it'll be 1st and 10 at the Tribe 47-yard line. Again, we're at Center High School here in Kansas City, Missouri, watching the Kansas City Tribe take on the Chicago Force. 2 strong competitors. Sam Grisafi passes off to Dorothy Leslie. She's She got out of a tackle. She broke a tackle. She's down the line. She's being hunted by Megan Penrod, who brings her down. Great gain of about 40 yards. She's brought down by Megan Penrod. Yeah, the Kansas City Tribe 25-yard line. It's good enough for a forced first down. First and 10 for the force and the 25. Darcy Leslie and Sam Grisafi in the backfield. And there's a timeout, Kansas City Tribe. Also sponsoring today's game is Kansas City favorite Backyard Burger, as well as John Schultz of the law offices of Frankie Schultz and McMillan here in Kansas City. Two long yardage plays for the Force have caused the Kansas City Tribe to take a timeout. The Force will pick up on the Tribe 25-yard line. Score is 6-0. Kansas City Tribe on a Rusty Sowers reception in the end zone. Kansas City Tribe getting back on the line for their timeout. The wave going through the line. Great crowd out there today. A lot of new faces. On the backfield, Darcy Leslie and Sam Grisafi for the Force. 11 minutes on the clock in the second quarter. She drops back to pass. She passes to Patricia Harper, but she's brought down by Tegan Stewart and Mindy White at the line of scrimmage. So no gain on the play. This will be second and 10 for the Force. Patricia caught that on her knees. So it's a little hard for her to get up. It's a good catch. So second and 10 at the Kansas City Tribe 25-yard line. Sam Grisafi with the snap. She passes off to Darcy Leslie. Runs out. She's being stopped. Oh, she breaks the tackle, but then she's brought down by Larissa Grain. Behind the line of scrimmage, her loss of about 2 yards. She broke a quick tackle that Angela Mabry had lined up for her. Then Lisha Graves kind of came and blindsided her. So the third and 12 for the Chicago Force with 10 minutes left in the quarter. So in the backfield again, Darcy Leslie and Sam Grisafi. For the fourth, third and 12. She drops back to pass, passes it to Patricia Harper, who drops it. Drops it at the 20-yard line. So it'll be fourth and 12 for the fourth. They're on their own. They're on the Kansas City Tribe 25-yard line. They will elect to punt. The backfield punting is Albie Zuby for the fourth. And to receive, Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod for the Tribe. Nine minutes, 45 seconds. Kansas City Tribe up 6-0 in the second quarter. Snap to Albie Zuby. Good snap, fake, pass, and it's, oh, wow! It was tipped and then recovered by number 10, Mary Valine. It was a fake to Albie Zuby. She threw it, and it was tipped up, and Mary Valine did recover that ball. So it's a first down for the Force on the 8-yard line. No, the 7-yard line. So first and goal for the Chicago Force. Children running around everywhere. Good, fun, affordable time for the whole family. First and goal 9 minutes, 18 seconds. In the backfield is 67, Darcy Leslie. Good snap. She carries the ball, but she's being rushed. And she's brought down by Megan Penrod with a gain of about 1 yard. Darcy Leslie with that carry. 1 yard brought down by Megan Penrod of the Tribe. So gain of about 1 yard. So first and goal, or second and goal for the Chicago Force.
Gain one, second goal, and fifth. Food. I need food. Tell Mandy I need food.
First and goal, Darcy Leslie with the snap. She carries it. She's brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Brittany Fisher. Mindy White. And Kiki Blackman. So a loss of about 5 yards on the play. So it's 3rd and 11 for the Force. Just shows the extent of the defense for the Kansas City Tribe. That catch by Mary Valine was devastating, but they can recover. 3rd and 11. 3rd and goal, if you will. On the Kansas City Tribe 11-yard line with 7 minutes, 45 seconds to go. Sam Rasafi, quarterback. She drop checks the throw. Oh, throw is over her head. Throw is intended for number 85, Kimberly Marks. He'll bring up a 4th and 11 situation. Looked like the Tribe was going to be back in the corner at that 1st and goal on the 7, but they came back and fought. Looks like the Force might be going for a field goal or an attempt at the 4th and 11. Haven't figured it out yet. Tribe is ready to go. Crowd's on their feet. There's a djembe, there's a band, there's lots and lots of noise. And there's a timeout. Timeout called by the Force with 7 minutes, 17 seconds left. Kansas City Tribe up 6-0 in the second quarter. This is the second the Force has had to travel to Kansas City. Kansas City traveled to Chicago earlier this season in April and lost a heartbreaker. They came back just last month and beat the Force. But that one loss to Chicago is their only loss of the season. A couple weeks ago, they won a last-minute game to be able to come to this championship game. Where this game will go on to play either the Boston Militia or the DC Divas in 2 weeks in Texas. All right, Force is back to the line. Looks like they're going to go for it. 4th and 11. On the 11. In the backfield. It's Candace Griffin and Sam Grisafi. Sam is quarterback. Prepare for the snap. Snap is good. She drops back to pass. She got someone open. Oh, almost intercepted by Tegan Stewart. Pass is intended by number 42, Kristen Amato. Just outside of her reach. And so the Tribe will recover the ball on their own 11-yard line. So 1st and 10, Kansas City Tribe, with 7 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the second quarter. They're up 6-0. Both teams are members of the Independent Women's Football League. It's a corporation out of Texas that runs the show. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield for the Tribe. Snap is good. She carries it. She gives it off to Clarissa Graves. She runs right through the line with a gain of about 14 yards. She's stopped by number 82 of the course, Martha Dantuma. So good enough for Tribe first down. Katina has momentum right now. But like I said before, the course defense is very strong. So they're at their own 28-yard line, first and 10, 7 minutes left on the clock in the second quarter. Jenny Schmidt receives the snap, and she drops it, and it is recovered. I don't know if it was incomplete or if it was a fumble. We'll find out. Picked up by the Kansas City Tribe, by Larissa Graves of the Tribe. Didn't see her back there. Mary Belline of the Force fighting for that ball. So a loss of about 5 yards, or three. I can't count. So it's second and 13 on the Kansas City Tribe 24-yard line. Definitely have a strong backing today. At halftime, I think I'll go through the crowd and find out who everybody's favorite player is. Unless you don't want to, and then you have to tell the website people, and they'll play music. All right, Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Second and 13 for the Tribe. 6 minutes left on the clock. That's nothing against Chicago Force. She drops back the pass. She passes it to Rusty Sowers. Receives it. She breaks one tackle, but she's brought down by three Force members. That would be Shannon Tenbrook and Kimberly Marks.
Is that how you spell her last name, Tenbrook?
Okay. So, it's going to be 3rd and 10, 3rd and 9 on the Kansas City Tribe, 24. They made up about 3 yards. Jenny in the backfield. She passes out to Melissa Graves. She runs through, but she is dragged down in the backfield by number 17, Darlene Hall. So, a pick of about 5, so it'll be 4th and 5. So the Tribe will elect to punt. Receiving for the Force will be Albie Zuby. And punting for the Tribe will be Reagan Campbell. They're going to let this ball go, actually. There's no receivers for the Force. It'll be on the Tribe 33. Snap to Reagan Stewart. Reagan Campbell. Good long kick. Falls on the Chicago Force 18-yard line. Reagan Campbell's good long punt of about 51 yards. So the Force will have a first and 10 at their own 18-yard line with 4 minutes 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Great defensive game so far. Kansas City Tribe is up 6-0. Looks like a timeout was called, and I wasn't paying attention. It happens. Force is walking to the line. Tribe will come up. And both teams heading to the line of scrimmage. They will be on the Chicago Force 18 with a first and 10. Chicago Force has the ball. Sam Grisafi in the backfield. Gets the snap. It's a high snap, but she gathers. She passes it to number 82, Martha Dantuma, who runs to the line. And she's pushed out of bounds by Megan Stewart and Kenesha Walker. And Megan Penrod. About 11-yard pickup. So they will be on their own 31-yard line. First and 10 for the Force on their own 31. With 4 minutes left in the quarter. Sam Grisafi in the backfield again. gets a snap. Nice snap. She throws it to... Oh! She throws it to Patricia Harper, who drops it. Second and 10. She's maybe thrown too hard. She's right at her numbers. Samantha Christophe in the backfield again. Sam keeps the ball. She runs up the pass. She's keeping it. She's running, and she has stopped after a gain of about 7 yards by Mindy White. And Kiki Blackman, 7 yards. So third and 3 for the Chicago Force. Good keep by Samantha Christophe. Third and 3. Samantha Christophe throws back to... She throws to Martha Dantuma, who has about a 6-yard run. Good enough for Chicago Force first down. So they will recover on the 46-yard line, their own 46-yard line, with 3 minutes, 19 seconds left in the quarter. Chicago drives up 6-0. And in the backfield all by herself is Samantha Christophe, number 15 for the Force. Here's the snap. She passes it to Patricia Harper. Quick pass. She runs, and she is pushed out of bounds by Angela Mabry. She has a nice gain of about 11 yards. So another first down for the Chicago Force. They are pushing pretty hard. There's a timeout by the Tribe with 2 minutes, 56 seconds left in the quarter and in the half. Entertainment for the Kansas City Tribe is Chico and the touchdown band, providing food is Backyard Burger. Back from this timeout, Chicago Force, will be on their own 39-yard line with the first and 10. Oh, you got it? Okay, sweet. We just have an update from the D.C. game. D.C. 19, Boston 14, with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Thank you. I have some help from Chicago Force statisticians, so thank you to them. We can all get along, two big cities. The only difference is that Chicago's bigger, has more entertainment. I'm not complaining. Not bitter at all. All right, we're back to it. 2 minutes, 56 seconds left in the quarter. The Force has the ball on their own 40-yard line. Sam Christophe in the backfield to get the snap. She drops back. Oh, she keeps the ball. She starts running. She's got a good block, and she's brought down. Nice yard. Nice gain of about 10 yards. She's brought down by Megan Penrod and Reagan Campbell. So another first down. They're just beating through Kansas City's line right now. So they're on... That was a gain of about 11 yards by Sam Christophe. They're on their own 29-yard line. Samantha Christophe is in the backfield again to receive the snap. She drops back to pass. She's short pass to Patricia Harper, but she is stopped and pushed behind the line of scrimmage by Reagan Campbell. And Rusty Sowers of the Kansas City Tribe, who's a little slow getting up. Strong veteran to women's football is Rusty Sowers. She had a great year receiving. She had some good runs. So second and 10 on the, 2-minute warning. 2 minutes left in the quarter. So 2-minute warning. Thank our sponsor for this game, John Schultz, with the law offices of Frankie Schultz and McMullen. Not exactly. exactly sure what sort of law they practice, but I bet they can help you out with most anything. Might do some tickets. I don't know. Maybe, you know, real estate. Whatever sort of law you need, I bet they provide. It's really starting to cool off down here, so it feels really good. Reminder that the winner of this game goes on to play either the Divas of D.C. or the Militia of Boston next in 2 weeks in Texas. Dropped my paper. Picking it up. How's that for play-by-play? Round Rock, Texas is going to be the national championship game. Red teams are about to get back on the field. So for the fourth, they have the ball on their own 29-yard line. Second and with 2 minutes left in the half. Samantha Grisafi in the backup. Now. Good snap. She passes. Quick pass. Ooh, by Albie Zuby, who gets about 5 yards. She's brought down by Megan Penrod. So it'll be third and about five. Third and six. On the Kansas City Tribe 26, 1 minute, 30 seconds to go in the half. I know the force is really trying to pick up their play, and since they're just making some quick plays so they can get down the line faster and get a touchdown in before they have. Samantha Grisafi with the snap. She passes to Patricia Harper, who is pushed down by Angela Mabry and Lane Anderson. So it's a gain of about 2-3 yards. So it'll be fourth and two on Kansas City Tribe 24 or on the 20. Again, can't count. I'm going backwards. So with 46 seconds left in the half, the force will line up for fourth and two. They came up strong last time they tried a fourth down. Pass off to Darcy Leslie. She runs. And she makes the first down, and she keeps running, and she stops at about the 6 yard line. So, good run with 30 seconds left. Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod stop Darcy at about the 7 yard line. So, the first and goal with 29 seconds left in the quarter, in the half. Kinsey Tribe up 6-0. Another timeout is called. More timeouts called in this game than I've ever seen all season. I'm not going to lie. But hey, there's not a lot of penalties, which is always nice. Because that just stops the clock. I was in a game earlier in the season where the first quarter lasted 8 hours. I'm kidding. But still, there's a lot of penalties. Timeout called. 29 seconds left. The force has the ball on their own, on the Kansas City Tribe 8-yard line. First and goal. With a nice 10-yard pickup by Darcy Leslie. All right, everybody's back on the field. All right. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield, along with Candace Griffin. First and goal, 29 seconds left on the 8-yard line. Samantha Grisafi to receive the snap. She does. She drops back the pass, and she throws into the end zone, but it's knocked down by Rusty Sowers, intended receiver, is Patricia Harper. She's calling for pass interference, but it looks like both of them are going for the ball. So it'll be second and eight with about 24 seconds left. No harm, no foul. We get another couple chances. Again, this is the Tribe score, about 12 minutes left in the second quarter. Samantha Grisak in the backfield again with Candace Griffin. Samantha Grisak to accept the snap. Second and eight, second and goal on the 8-yard line. Shotgun pass. She throws it into the end zone, and she throws it over the head of the intended receiver, Albie Zuby, who's being guarded heavily by Mindy White and Tegan Stewart and Megan Penrod, but there is a penalty on the play. Personal foul. Ooh. Personal foul on the Tribe, so half the distance to the goal. The umpire hit himself in the head, so apparently it was an illegal hit to the head of some sort. So it'll be a first down for the Force on their on the Kinsey Tribe 4-yard line, so they get to start all over again. But I was just talking about penalties. Probably need to keep my mouth shut. All right. So in the backfield four is Darcy Leslie again for the Force. They're on Kinsey Tribe 4-yard line. She's going to carry the ball. And she's running to the outside, and she gets stopped about on the 2-yard line by Rusty Sowers and Mindy White. Timeout called by the Force. So it'll be second and two with that 2-yard run by Darcy Leslie of the Force. Chico Thunder and the Touchdown Band. I think I called them three different names, but it is Chico Thunder and the Touchdown Band. Entertaining the crowd tonight. Good solid crowd. There's a nice breeze going through, so the 90 degree weather is not too hard to handle tonight. Seconds left in the half, and the Force takes the ball on the 2-yard line. The second down, Darcy Leslie in the backfield again. Oh, she switches it off to Samantha Grisafi, and touchdown to the corner where Abu Zabi is all by herself. It's a nice, easy play for the Force. For 6 points. So with 5 seconds left, the Force tie the ball game at 6-6 in the half. We still have another half left, so don't get too worried. Both teams can come out and score lots and lots of points here in a little bit after their halftime. Not sure if it's halftime entertainment. I could describe it for you. Okay, Carolyn Lee with the kick. It is good. So the Force go up 7-6 with 5 seconds left in the half, in the first half. Probably have a quick little punt, or a little punt, a little kickoff here in a little bit. Both teams will have to go to their halftime, trying to figure out how to handle the defense. Looks like Force might have a handle on it right now. But with 5 seconds left, we really won't see much of the Tribe. Receiving for the Tribe will be Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod. And kicking for the Force will be number 10, Mary Valine. She had a really great catch earlier. Alright, coming up on halftime, short kick. Oh, it's a short kick and Force recovered. But, and there's 3 seconds left. Force will get the ball on their own 40-yard line with 3 seconds left. I don't think that I knew what was going on, let alone the Tribe. So first and 10, and the ball was recovered by number 10, Megan Valine, who ironically kicked the ball. It's interesting. I think she has some help. So first and 10 on their own 39-yard line with 3 seconds left. Chicago Force is up 7-6 against the Kansas City Tribe. Winner of this game goes on to play either the Divas of BC or the Militia. They're playing currently. Their game was almost over, so we'll get an update on that game here in a little bit. Samantha in the backfield to receive the snap. She drops back the pass. The hard pass. It's recovered by number 82, Martha Gantuman. And she's brought down by number 11, Angela Mabry. But there is no time left in the half, so we're going to halftime. With the score, Chicago 4-7, Kansas City Tribe 6. Alright, so we're at halftime. Looks like everyone's going to get something to eat. I think I might go through the crowd and find out who everybody's favorite player is. Well, I'll wait until Chico Thunder is done playing their song. Just a little history. It's been around for about 3 summers. Their own. By Colin Stoner, John Van Sitter, and player number 12, Mindy White. The winner of this game will go on to the national championship being held in Texas on the weekend of July 24th, 25th, and 26th. There'll be 3 games that weekend, but the championship game will be on July 25th. My sister's getting married that day, so I won't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. It's in Round Rock, Texas at 7 p.m. The next day, on the 26th, will be the All-Star game between the Eastern and Western Conferences. Chicago Tribe has 6 members of their team going to that All-Star game with 2 alternates. Magdalene Oberfuli, Megan Penrod, Jenny Schmidt, Rusty Sowers, Tegan Stewart, and Mindy White. Alternates would be Lane Anderson and Brittany Fisher. Chicago Tribe has actually 13 members of their team going to that All-Star game. Number 92, Amanda Mulch. 86, Don Peterson. 85, Kimberly Marks. Number 82, Martha Van Tumen, who's had some really great receptions and tackles today. 67, Darcy Leslie. 63, Jamie Minsky. Minix, maybe? Keisha Brooks, number 53. Roz Bennett, Stacey Frank. Amber Burns, Samantha Grisafi. And Albi Zuby, who had that reception in the end zone for a touchdown. I'm not sure if I'm still supposed to be talking, but I'll tell you a little bit about Kansas City. We're actually on the Missouri side. There is a Kansas City, Kansas. Center High School is a 4A high school here in Missouri. Thank you. you can hear in the distance, that's the sound of thunder in the touchdown band. They might be taking their break at halftime. They just sang a song called Spider Monkey. Not really sure what that means. You're tuning in to Women's Football Talk and the game between the Kansas City Tribe and the Chicago Force. It's a championship game. Winner of this game goes on to the national championship in 2 weeks. Any fun stats? I'm joined in the press box, or I actually, like came to their party. But, Chicago Force stats. They're 6'10 in passing, with a 60% completion. That's awesome. Total, so 14 of 24, so 58%, that's pretty good. 16 rushing, with an average of 5 yards per rush. For the Kansas City Tribe, 7 of 10 passing, 70%, and an average of 8 yards per pass, and 8 rushing. So it's definitely a defensive game for both teams. Total number of plays by the Force is 14, with a total offensive yards of 196. And then for the Tribe, 25 plays with only 99 offensive yards. So the Force has definitely held the ball longer, and that last run had a nice run, about 75 yards for their touchdown, and then that recovery of the kickoff by the kicker, which just, didn't she? Mary recovered the kick?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. In Tier 2.
Tier 2. Montreal Blitz is 9, Jersey Justice is 8. We are a Tier 1 game, and Montreal and Jersey are Tier 2.
That's the final, and that means that their championship.
Okay.
Wisconsin versus Montreal.
Okay. So their championship, which will also be at Round Rock, Texas, is Wisconsin Warriors versus the Montreal Blitz on June 25th. Just want to share that I'm holding an iPhone, and I'm very jealous because I want an iPhone, but I don't have AT&T. So if any of you work for AT&T, or the Apple company, if they could get iPhones to be T-Mobile, that'd be great. But my contract is up. I'm sure most of you aren't listening right now because I'm just babbling, which is fine. I'm going to sign off for a couple minutes and have something to eat.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
What are you waiting for? Nobody's gonna show you how. watch this. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, don't stop.
To the left, to the right, to the left.
We're about to be done with halftime. Start of the third quarter in the game between the Kansas City Tribe and the Chicago Force championship game. They're doing the coin toss right now. Chicago will receive. Shaking of the hands. Just a reminder that the Kansas City Tribe has 6 points and the Chicago Force has 7. It's a really close game. It's been a real defensive matchup between the two teams. And I know all of them. Chicago Tribe will be kicking the ball. Amanda Sweeten for the Tribe, number 45. Okay, they can hear you. I have some friends with me now. Now, don't get in the way of the Chicago statisticians because they have a job to do. So don't get in their way. That's just me. They were here first. they were being nice to me. In the backfield, receiving four, the force is number 10, Mary Valeen. Is that correct? Valeen, okay. Same thing. And I'll be kicking for the tribe, Amanda Sweeten, number 45. Get on your feet for the second half. 15 minutes in the fourth quarter, and we'll have a champion. Amanda kicks, nice high kick, goes about 25 yards. Valeen catches, and she runs about 15 yards back, and she kind of stops. Red Rover stop. By Jamie Hauser, number 21, of the tribe. So, 14 minutes, 55 seconds. Chicago Force has the ball on their own 40-yard line. First and 10. Kendra Safi in the backfield. Low snap. She pitches it off to Patricia Harper. She has a nice run with an 8-yard recovery. Wrapped around by Lane Anderson and Angela Mabry. So it'll be a second and 2 for the Force on their own 48-yard line. Yeah, would you like one? I'm going to put it back there so they don't blow away. I'm having a hamburger by Backyard Burger. They're delicious. If you ever come to Kansas City, go to Backyard Burger. All right, Chicago Force. 14 minutes, 10 seconds in the third quarter. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. With the snap. Pitches it off to Candace Griffin, who has a nice run. She breaks through several tackles and eventually is pushed out of bounds by Rusty Sauer on the Kansas City Tribe 32-yard line. So what is that, a gain of 15, 18 yards, 19 yards by Candace Griffin? And that will be a first down for the Force on the Kansas City Tribe 32-yard line, 33-yard line. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield again, next to her, Candace Griffin. Pitches off to Patricia Harper again, who runs, and she's stopped by Angela Mabry on the Kansas City 30-yard line, so gain of about 3 yards. So second and 7, second and 8. I was being generous. Nothing wrong with that. Kansas City Tribe has come back from several underdog moments. We'll see if they can do that this second half. But Chicago Force offensive line seems to be really pushing through at this point. You've got Darcy Leslie and Samantha Grisafi in the backfield again. Second 8 on their Kansas City Tribe 30-yard line. 12 minutes left. Pass it off to Darcy Leslie. Runs right through the middle of the line. And she is stopped by the Kansas City Tribe, number 68, Kiki Blackman. Towards the end of the first half, she seemed to be having some problems. She's having a little slow getting up. So we might need to take an injury timeout or bring her out of the game. She's a strong defensive lineman, but certainly don't want her injured. She got a little bit of help by Megan Penrod. Slower on off the field. Going to be first and 10 for the Force on the Kansas City Tribe 21-yard line. Samantha Grisafi and Candace Griffin discussing the backfield. Snap. Given again to Patricia Harper. This time, she's still running, and she stops with about a yard gain. She stopped by Leticia Graves. About 1 yard pickup, so second and 9 on the Sioux Tribe 20-yard line. Oh, the final of the DC Divas and Boston Militia. DC Divas 27, Boston Militia 21. So the winner of this game will go on to play the DC Divas in 2 weeks. 11 minutes, 16 seconds left. Chicago Force 7, Kansas City Tribe 6. Second 9 for the Force on the Kansas City Tribe 20-yard line. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. Pitches it off to Darcy Leslie, who's running through the line, and she's cut from behind by the Kansas City Tribe. Stopped by Kenesha Walker. So gain of about 3 yards. So it'll be third and seven on Kansas City Tribe 17-yard line. Again in the backfield, Darcy Leslie and Samantha Grisafi. Ball snap. She runs out to throw it to Patricia Harper, who almost drops it, but she recovers, and then she's hit by Angeli Mabry. Fourth down, and game about. So it'll be a 4th and 4 situation for the Force. It's a good chance that they might go for it. They've just had a really nice run. Fourth and 3, 9 minutes, 50 seconds left in the center. There's some people up on their feet right now. Not a lot, but a few. Force pitches off to Darcy Leslie with the snap. And she runs, brings up about a yard or two. Might have to do a measurement. I can't see at this angle, but she's brought down by Megan Penrod. And Magdalene Aberfuli. And it will be a first down drive situation. The Force did not make it. So the Force will recover the ball on their own 14-yard line, but they are going to do a measurement just to be on the safe side. They're running out with the chains, but awesome that all the referees are wearing shorts today. They're nice white shorts, so they aren't like the... Oh, she is short by about a yard. So the Tribe does recover the ball on their own 14-yard line. So Jenny Schmidt back for the Tribe in the backfield. Next to her is Megan Penrod. Receivers set up for the Tribe are Tegan Stewart, Reagan Campbell, Bowers, and Brittany Fisher. There's 9 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Snap to Jenny Schmidt. Takes the pass, but she throws it long, intended for Tegan Stewart, and she catches it. She breaks the tackle. She's running down the line to the 40, to 30. She's cutting across the middle to avoid a tackle. She's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City Tribe. Tegan Stewart, a great catch. 30-yard line. She breaks 2 tackles to run 70 yards for the touchdown. So it's 12, Kansas City Drive, 7, Chicago Fourth, with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. They will go for an extra point. Sometimes they like to try for the two-point conversion. We'll see what they're going to do. The last extra point was blocked. They are going to go for the extra point. Amanda Sweet, number 45, holding the ball for her. Is Jessica Gross. Ball will be snapped to Jessica. Good snap. Kick is up. And it is good. Kansas City Tribe, 13. Chicago, 4, 7. So a good 70-yard run by Tegan Stewart. Gives the Tribe the advantage they need in this third half, this third quarter. There's three halves we've been playing hockey, and that's actually, I don't know what they call those, three quarters? No, I don't understand hockey. Not much for cold weather sports. In football, when it gets cold, not much for football either, but I like warm weather football. I'm too fragile to actually play football. Bad knees, bad ankles. I don't like to be hit. It's just one of those instinctual things. The Tribe is lining up to kick the ball in the backfield. For the Force will be Albie Zuby and Mary Valine. Both have had good games. Mary had some good runs, and Albie had that touchdown reception in the fourth quarter right before the end of the half. Amanda is set up to kick. Lots of yelling going on, if you hadn't noticed in the background. A lot of excitement. The kick, it's a high, short kick to about the 35-yard line. And Albie Zuby jumps on the ball, and it is on the Chicago Force 36-yard line. So they will pick up first and 10 at the 36-yard line. Try to make up for that touchdown that Kansas City just scored. Everyone's coming back from their dinner break. In the backfield for the Force is again Samantha Grisafi. And next to her, she drops back to pass. She throws it long, and oh, it's almost intercepted by Angela Mabry. But the pass is intended for Trisha Harper, who's had some really nice short pass receptions. So there will be second and 10 at the 37. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin. Snap. Good snap. She drops back the pass. Short pass intended again for Harper across the middle. No, check that. The pass is intended for Martha Dantuma across the middle. It is incomplete. It will be a third and 10 situation for the Force on their own 36-yard line. Reminder that they had about 100 more yards in the first half than Kansas City. So they dominated the ball offensively. But in general, it's been a great defensive game by both teams. So in the backfield again, Candace Griffin and Samantha Grisafi. Nine minutes left in the quarter. Snap. Oh, Delaying game. 5-yard penalty for the Chicago Force. So it'll be a 3rd and 15 situation. Conferencing going on the field. Carlos, it's these walls could talk moment. I have no idea what's going on. Samantha Grisafi is talking to the refs, trying to figure out the stuff. All right. Play clock is run. Yep. Time to get the ball off. Samantha is in the backfield all by her lonesome. She has several receivers ready to receive the ball, because that's what receivers do. 8 minutes, 45 seconds. Ball snapped. It's a low snap, but she gets it. She drops back to pass. She's being rushed, and the ball, as it's thrown, is deflected by number 50 for the Tribe, Magdalene Aberfully, and it's incomplete. Samantha's visibly upset. Seems like the Tribe defense was on the receivers pretty hardcore. Makes for a hard passing game. So the Tribe will receive a punt by Albie Zuby, and that will be Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod. I just keep saying backfield. I'm not really sure. I kind of up the field. They're sitting on the 30-yard line. While the Force will have their 4th and 15 situation on the 32-yard line, their own, with 8 minutes, 36 seconds. Left, Chicago Tribe, the Chicago, I keep on messing that up, Kansas City Tribe 13, Chicago 4-7, high snap, good kick, Megan Penrod with the, Rusty Sowers with the catch, on the 4-yard line, she's running through, she broke a tackle, she on the 50, the 45, the 40, cuts down the middle, she breaks another tackle, breaks a third tackle, running down the middle, she's going, she's going to be blocked, Rusty Sowers on the 5, touchdown, Rusty Sowers. She broke 5 tackles, an interception on the 30-yard line to run 60 yards, 70 yards for Kansas City Tribe, touchdown. 19-7, Kansas City Tribe at 8 minutes. Chicago Tribe held the ball for a long period of time, but couldn't capitalize. And in the punt recovery, Chicago, Kansas City scores a touchdown. Rusty Sowers with the catch and with the 70-yard run for touchdown. The Tribe is lining up for a field goal. Amanda Sweeten for the Tribe will be kicking, and holding for her is Jessica Gross. Rusty had some really good spin moves and just kind of beat the Force along the way. Snap, kick is up. And the kick is good. So it's now 20-7, Kansas City Tribe. Lots of noisemakers out in the crowd. The band is playing, lots of cheering. Seems to be a good day. A guy in a kilt? I mean, who doesn't want a guy in a kilt at a football game? I don't think that the Scottish people invented football. As far as I know, they invented golf. But actually, I'm friends with a guy in the kilt, so he's a good friend of mine, so love him much. And there's some boys with number 20, the Rusty Sour found out in the crowd. Love the fact that I'm seeing some jerseys. Jamie Hauser's jersey is in the stands. Reagan Campbell's jersey is in the stands. Brittany Fisher's jersey in the stands. Kiara Burns, a lot of fans out there. So we got Amanda Sweeten lining up on the 40-yard line for the kickoff. Again, we've got Mary Valine and Albie Zuby, and she receives for the Force. She lines up the kick. The kick is long and good. And Albie, fair catch. She runs. She's going down the middle. She's breaking a tackle. Oh, broke one tackle. And broke two tackles. She's brought down eventually by Lane, oh no, by Reagan Stewart and Tiffany Garrison Schwager. There is a flag on the play. There is a face mask. During that tackle, it felt like Albie Zuby was kind of holding on to Tiffany Garrison Swagger. So they will have a 15-yard penalty at the from the point of the 50-yard line, essentially, because that's where a 5-yard penalty, pardon me, 15, 5. There's a 5 in there, seriously. So the Chicago Force will have a first and 10 situation on their own 44-yard line. We had a quick injury on the field, but she's hopping off the number 80, Kenesha Walker, hopping off the field. I just had a cramp in the leg, seems like. So the Force are going to have a first and 10 situation with 8 minutes left in the third quarter with the Tribe up 20-7. This is the point where the Force really needs to get on their A game and make use of the fact that their offense is strong and make it some big yardage. Samantha Kasafi dropped back the pass, and she passed to and pass was complete to Patricia Harper on the 50-yard line, so a good 5-yard gain. She's dropped but pulled down by Mindy White, so it'll be second and 5, second and 4 for the Force. Samantha Kasafi in the backfield again. Candace Griffin. Snap is good. Fake. Oh, she was sacked or brought down as the pass, as she's passing. So the pass was incomplete, and she was hit by number 68 of the Tribe, Kiki Blackman. So no loss on that. But we do have a third and 4th situation with 7 minutes 14 seconds left in the third quarter. The winner of this game goes on to play the DC Divas in Texas in 2 weeks on July 25th. Samantha Kasafi in the backfield for the snap. Good snap. Drop back pass. Short pass. Oh, to Martha Dantua, who breaks the tackle to go up 8 yards. Good enough for a Chicago Force first down. So they will be on the Kansas City Tribe 40-yard line with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tribe defense needs to step up at this situation now that Force is in their territory. Samantha Kasafi having a good, solid passing game. Next turn is Candace Griffin again. Pass is good. She drops back to pass for a short, long pass to Patricia Harper, who catches it on the 25-yard line, goes up about 3 yards, and so they're on the Kansas City Tribe 21-yard line. Another first down for the Force. Long pass to Patricia Harper. Kansas City Tribe would like to thank their sponsor, John Schultz, of the offices of Frankie Schultz and McMullen. I'd also like to thank their entertainment, Chico Thunder and the Touchdown Band, for their musical styling. First and 10 on the Kansas City Tribe 21. It's passed off to Candace Griffin behind the line of scrimmage, and she is brought down behind the line of scrimmage by several Tribe members, including Lane Anderson and Mindy White. And there's about a loss of about 4 yards on that, so second and 14 on the Tribe 24-yard line with 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jenny Smith warming up her arm on the sideline with the Kansas City Tribe. Samantha Gristoffi in the backfield. Second 14 for the Force. Good snap. She passes. She gives it to Patricia Harper, who does a quick run. And she gains back about 3 or 4 yards on that run behind the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third and 12 for the Chicago on the Kansas City 22. They've gone for these long plays before, and they've capitalized on them, so they could do this again. Hoping that the Kansas City Tribe defense stops them at this situation. The Force goes up to the line. Samantha Gristoffi and Candace Griffin in the backfield. Samantha going to receive the snap. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the quarter. Kansas City Tribe up 20. Samantha gets the snap. She drops back a long pass to intended for Patricia Harper, but she's brought down by Megan Penrod on the 5-yard line. So a great stop by the Kansas City Tribe. Brings up a 4th down situation. Patricia could have had that ball, but that Megan tackled her and made her drop it. So the Force will probably go for it on a 4th and 12 situation, 4th and 11 situation. They've done it before. Let's see what they can do in this situation. Samantha Gristoffi in the backfield by herself. She's got receivers on both ends. She's got about 5 or 6 receivers. Actually, Albie Zuby is in the backfield with Samantha. So this could be a trick play because Albie has had some really good passes, about 2 or 3 passes in this game already. So they could be doing a short pass, long pass intended for and caught by number 82, Martha Dantuma. And it is complete for a, looks like it could be a 1st down. They're on the, yep, it's a 1st down. So they're on the 10-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10, 1st and goal for the Chicago Force. So they took a gamble, and it worked out for them. Back in the day, both Chicago and Kansas City were known for their mafia connections. A lot of gambling probably going on. Then all moved to Las Vegas. I'm sure there's a book out there about it. But Chicago Force just took a gamble, and it worked out for them. So they're on the 10-yard line, 1st and 10. In the backfield is Darcy Leslie. She receives, and she starts running. She's running hard towards the middle, and she's got a touchdown. She just runs right through the Kansas City Tribe offensive line for a 10-yard pickup and a touchdown. Chicago Force is right back in this game. Score is now 20-13. They're going to line up to keep the extra point. Okay, kicking. Kick is up. Nice, easy kick. Kick is good. So, Chicago Force now has 14. That kick was by Carolyn Lee. Number 68 for the Force. And just like that, the Force is back in it. Three minutes, 42 seconds left in the third quarter. There's a timeout on the field before the kickoff. Third quarter, Kansas City tries 20. Chicago Force 14 after that 10-yard pickup by Darcy Leslie for the touchdown. It's a great July evening here in Kansas City. Nice breeze going through, a little overcast. Thought we were going to have some rain today, so that missed us. The Force is lining up. Looks like Carolyn Lee, is going to be doing the kickoff. Nice short 10-yard kick caught by, oh goodness, she's hit hard. I'm blanking. Larissa Gray recovers it after the short 10-yard kick, and they will have it on their own 43-yard line, first and 10. I think the tribe was trying to do a short kick in order to knock it out. It worked for them at the end of the second quarter, and they're hoping to do that again. But luckily for the tribe, that didn't happen. So Larissa Graves is back in the back with Mindy White. I don't know why I just said that, but it's Jenny Schmidt. Lots of receivers on the field for the tribe. First and 10 on 43. She hands it off to Larissa Graves, who runs about 3 yards. About a 3-yard pickup, so second and 8, second and 7 for the tribe, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Larissa Graves stays in the backfield with Jenny Schmidt. She has receivers on both sides. She drops back pass, fakes it, pumps, pass intended for number 6. Brittany Fisher, but there is a flag on the play. Pass interference on the 4th. So pass interference on the 4th. So it'll be an automatic first down, I think, if it's anything like NFL football, which it could be. I don't know. Yes, first down, Kansas City Tribe. It has to be a 10-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage. 10-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage, which would give them a first down. There's a lot of discussion. I have no idea what's going on. That happens frequently, especially with football. Sometimes I don't know where the ball is. Not in this game specifically, but when I'm watching it on TV. Okay. The umpires are discussing, the referees are discussing what to do. They're going to bring the ball up. 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. Or 15-yard penalty. So they will be at the Chicago 4th 40-yard line for a first down with 3 minutes 11 seconds left in the third quarter. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield by herself to look for maybe a quarterback keeper, maybe a nice pass. She's got some good receivers in Rusty Sowers and Megan Penrod out there, as well as Tegan Stewart and Brittany Fisher. They've all had some really good receptions this year. Jenny sets to receive the snap. Snap is good. She drops back to pass. She's being rushed from behind. Pass is caught by Tiffany Garrison-Schweiger at the 15-yard line. She's being rushed from behind, but she got it to Tiffany on time, and she's brought down by the 4th. I apologize for not knowing who did that, but it was a good brought down. But now it's Kansas City Tribe on their on the Chicago 4th 15-yard line. First and 10 in the backfield is Jenny Schmidt with Megan Penrod. Tiffany with that great 25, 30-yard reception. About a 2-yard, 3-yard gain. She was kind of pushed down once she caught the ball. So Jenny Schmidt set to receive the ball on the 15. She gives it, drops it to Megan Penrod, who breaks one tackle, breaks another, goes through and gains about 7-8 yards on that run, breaking 2 tackles. She's eventually brought down by Kimberly Marks. And so it'll be a 2nd-and-3 situation on the Chicago 7-yard, 8-yard line. So she made 7 yards. 15 minus 7 is 8. So Megan Penrod and Jenny Schmidt in the backfield again. 2nd-and-3, 2 minutes left in the quarter on the Chicago 4th 8-yard line. Jenny carries the ball. She breaks one tackle, throws it short pass to Randy Fisher, broken hand and all, in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City Tribe. Nice short 7-yard pass to Brittany. She's wide open in the end zone. Good play. It's good to see that all the tribe members are able to kind of, Tegan, Rusty, and Brittany have all been able to capitalize on some great plays. It is now 26-14, Kansas City Tribe. So they came back and answered that touchdown by the force with 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Amanda Sweetman set up for the field goal, the extra point. Snap. Kick is up. Kick is good. So it's 27-14, Kansas City Tribe, with 1 minute, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. And there's a guy doing flips on the track. It's like they had their own dance. Oh my goodness, he was amazing. That got everybody on their feet. Everyone on their feet. For the Kansas City Tribe, he's wearing a number 85 jersey, so he must be friends or relatives of Katie Pope. He just did a couple round offs, back springs. I don't know, it was amazing. You should be here. But we appreciate you listening on the internet. Just a reminder, this is a game between the Chicago Force and the Kansas City Tribe. It's a championship game. The winner of this game will go on to see the DC Divas in Texas in 2 weeks on July 25th. There's still a lot of game left. Can't count Chicago out right now. But the Kansas City Tribe did answer that touchdown by the Force with a quick touchdown in return. Chico Thunder and the touchdown band. Entertaining. I have a feeling that the guy who did all his backflips was a cheerleader because he did, you know, all of his stuff like a cheerleader. But Amanda Sweetin, she's setting up to do the kickoff. In the backfield is Albie Zuby and Mary Valine for the fourth. Everybody on their feet for the kickoff. Nice long kick over the head. Oh, Albie Zuby catches the ball on the 10-yard line. She's gained about 20 yards already, and she's brought down on the 29-yard line by Tegan Stewart, Mindy White, and Jessica Gross. So they will have the ball on the Kansas City Tribe 20-yard line, 30-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 situation for them. Crowd's a little subdued right quick before the Force really takes over. Albie Zuby with a nice 20-yard run after that reception. In the backfield, we've got Samantha Grisafi again. She received the snap. She's accompanied by Candace Griffin. Ball snap. She's being rushed, but nice line. Ball is pitched off to Patricia Harper, and she's brought down eventually by Megan Penrod. She has a game of about 8 or 9 on the play. It looks like she might be hurt. She's slow getting up, so we'll take a quick injury timeout. That would be blow to the Force offensive line to have Patricia Harper out. It might just be something minor, maybe a cramp. It is hot on the field. She's getting up slowly but surely. And Patricia Harper running off the field on her own accord. But she's fine, folks. She'll be back in probably in the next play or so. She had a nice reception with a nice 8-yard, 9-yard recovery. So it'll be 2nd and 1. Kansas City Tribe 39 with 1 minute 24 seconds left in the third quarter. I think after this, probably won't talk for about 3 days.
Who are we clapping for?
Kansas City's got a nice group of people out here to support them today. So if you're listening at home, Darcy with the it was given to Darson Leslie on the carry. She had a nice 15-yard run. So good enough for Chicago Force first down. Apologize for being a little late on that. So they're going to be on the Kansas City Tribe 45. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Chicago Force. with 1 minute left in the quarter, in the third quarter. Again, Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. She's Darcy Leslie right next to her. Oh, she had Candace Griffin right next to her. Short pass to Martha Dantuma, who has a nice run up the side of the field. It looks like she might have gotten a first down, or she's just shy of it. Yeah. It's a nice 8-yard, 9-yard pickup. So it'll be second and one. Another second and one situation for the fourth. So we've got Samantha Grisafi and Darcy Leslie in the backfield. For the fourth, they're on the Kansas City track, 35-yard line, with a second and one situation. With no time left, third quarter is over, so we'll have to take a quick break and switch sides of the field. And we have 15 minutes to find out who the Northern League champion will be, either Chicago Force or Kansas City Tribe. Again, the winner of this game will go on to see the DC Divas. Currently doing a raffle, and they're giving away tickets for next year's season. Everybody's getting excited. They've had a great year. They had a really solid year last year, but I think everyone was really excited and surprised about the way that this year turned out. Go upstairs. Yeah. They're doing some raffles. Looks like Chicago Force is ready to get back on the field. And the KC Tribe is ready too. Looks like also in the fan section, they're going to try to do the wave. We'll see how that goes. So the Chicago Force is on the Kansas City 35-yard line. Second and one situation with 15 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Snap to Samantha Grisafi, and she throws it to Angie Banstra, and it bounces right off of her knee pad, and it's an incomplete pass. I don't know how they count that. So it'll be a third and one situation. All right, so 31 situation for the fourth. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. She received the snap. Darcy Leslie moving. Seems to be a lot of discussion on the field. Snap. She drops back to pass. Long pass, and it is short. Pass is intended for Martha Dantuma, and it just is short of Martha. So it'll be a fourth and one situation. And the Force is no stranger to this situation. They've had fourth and long and fourth and short. Like, they'll probably go for it. Very little time has come off the clock. Right now, Kansas City Tribe is at 27. The Chicago Force is 14. Just started the fourth quarter. Darcy Leslie with the ball. She's being chased by Lane Anderson, but she makes the first down. She's eventually brought down by Rusty Sowers with a gain of about 6 yards. So the Chicago Force will have a first down situation. At the Kansas City Tribe 39-yard line. So first and 10 for the Force, Kansas City 29. Excuse me. Thank you. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin next to her. She received the snap. Passes, short pass to Patricia Harper. Patricia has some nice blocking, and she's brought down by Angie Mabry. And Rusty, no, check that. And Kenesha Walker. It might have been good enough. It is good enough for a first down.
They're doing the announcing upstairs. Just go up the
stairs. So it's a first and 10 situation for the Chicago Force with 13 minutes, 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The ball is on the Kansas City Tribe 19. They're trying to answer Kansas City Tribe two quick touchdowns in a row. Ball snapped to Darcy Leslie. She gives it to Samantha Grisafi, who throws it to Tiffany Garrett-Schweiger. It passes, well, it's actually intended for Albie Zuby, but Tiffany Garrett-Schweiger stopped that from happening. There's some yelling amongst everybody about the possibility of pass interference, but I'm not a ref, so I don't know. This will be a second 10 situation for us on the Kansas City Tribe 19. Darcy Leslie in the backfield, she catches it. She's chased down by Lane Anderson, and she breaks that tackle. She breaks it up, but she's eventually brought down by Megan Penrod and Mindy White with a short gain, or a short loss, actually, of about a yard. Just a So it's like a 3rd-and-11 situation for the Force on the Kansas City Tribe 20-yard line. So 3rd-and-11 for the Force with 12 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Like his 20-yard line. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin. Samantha gets a snap. There's a lot of movement on the line. Candace Griffin gets the ball, and she advances about 5 yards, but it really looks like there was a false start on the offensive line. There is a penalty flag. Don't quote me. There's some discussion. The refs in their shorts, their white shorts, they're awesome. Illegal motion flag penalty on the Force. It's a 5-yard penalty. So there'll be a 3rd-and-16 situation with 12 minutes, 26 seconds left. So they're on the Kansas City Tribe 25-yard line. Don't count the Chicago Tribe, Chicago Force out at this point. The Kansas City Tribe has been answering these long passes and plays. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin next to her. Samantha gets the snap, she passes back, drops back the pass, throws it too long, goes way over the head of Patricia Harper into the end zone. Patricia is being guarded heavily by Tegan Stewart and Rusty Sowers. We've got a 4th-and-16 situation for the Force. Looks like they might actually be going for it. Again, they've been in this 4th-and-long and 4th-and-short situation and been able to capitalize. So there's no harm. They're trying again. Samantha Grisafi with Candace Griffin in the backfield. She's got receivers on both sides. The crowd is loud. She drops back the pass. She's running with the ball. Long pass. Her receiver falls down, and there is a flag on the play. There is a flag. There's a lot of arguing on the field. There might be argument of a pass interference. It could be in the flag is the climb. The Kansas City Tribe does get the ball back. So it'll be a first and 10 situation on the Kansas City Tribe 25 for the KC Tribe. They are up 27-14 with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Momentum seems to be going the way of the Tribe right now. But there's still a lot of time left in the game. Kenny Schmidt in the backfield, ready to receive a snap with Megan Penrod. KJ McCune is the center for the KC Tribe. Tribe has a lot of receivers set up. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield to receive the snap. Snap is good. She drops back. Short pass to Reagan Campbell. She runs past one, two, three, little screen, four. She's carrying, and she's eventually carried, she carries two people, about 4 yards. She carries number 83, Shannon Penbrook, and Patricia Harper, about 5 yards. She gets a 12-yard recovery for a Kansas City Tribe first down, 39-yard line. With 11 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the game. Set in the backfield with Megan Penrod just to her right. Jenny's going to receive the snap. With 11 minutes, 15 seconds. Fake to Penrod. She runs out. And Jenny throws back to Reagan Campbell, but it's just out of reach for Reagan Campbell. So we have an incomplete pass, and now we have 2nd and 10. Just a little too much on that play. So we've got Larissa Gray next to Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Jenny's going to receive the pass, or receive the snap, excuse me. Got Fisher and Sowers and Tiffany Schweiger, Garrison Schweiger. She's being chased. She throws it out of play to avoid being sacked in the backfield. She's being rushed by Darcy Leslie. Just a strong player for the Force today. Some great plays, some great passes and rushes. 11 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Kansas City Tribe is up 27-14. The winner of this game goes on to play the DC Divas in 2 weeks at the championship game. This is a Tier 1 Independent Women's Football League game. Tier 2 game is going to finish up, and their championship game will be in 2 weeks. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. Throws it, intercepted at the 50-yard line by Kimberly Marks. So it was a 3rd and long situation, and Jenny just threw it right up the middle, and it was caught by Kimberly Marks, and she ran it back about 10 yards. So it would be a 1st and 10 situation for the Chicago Force at the Kansas City Tribe, 41-yard line. With 10 minutes, 56 seconds left in the game. This is a big play for the Force. Probably hoping they can capitalize pretty big on this one. We've got Candace Griffin and Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. Samantha ready for the snap. She dropped back for a nice short pass to Martha Dantuma. She's a nice quick run. She's brought down by Larisha Graves. There is no gain on the play. The throw was behind the line of scrimmage, and so she just went back to the line.
We got a second and 10 situation on Kinsey Tribe 42 with 10 minutes 30 seconds to go. Kinsey Tribe is up 27-14. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. Next to her is Candace Griffin. About to receive the snap. Snap is good. She drops back to pass. Nice throw to Patricia Harper. It's just out of her reach. Patricia trying to turn back around to catch that and just was too far out of her hand. So we've got a third and long situation for the Chicago Force with 10 minutes, 8 seconds left in the game. They are on the Kansas City Tribe 42-yard line. See if they can make something happen here. You got Samantha Grisafi in the backfield all by herself. And she's going to carry the ball, and she's got someone blocking her, blocking well, but she's eventually brought down. Eventually brought down by number 33, Jessica Gross. It'll be a fourth down and two situation for the Chicago Force. Samantha Grisafi had a nice 9-yard pickup on that. She has some good blocking by number 68, Carolyn Lee. They're going to go for it with a 4th and 2 on the Kansas City Tribe, 34-yard line. Darcy Leslie with the snap, and she runs through the line. She gets a first down and about another yard. So a nice 4-yard pickup. She's brought down by Magdalene Aberfulli. So we've got a first down and 10 for Chicago Force. First and 10 at the Kansas City Tribe 30-yard line with 9 minutes left in the game. Kansas City Tribe is up 27-14. Chicago Force eating a lot of time off the clock, probably hoping they'll score on this and be able to come back and do another quick score after getting the ball back from the Kansas City Tribe. We'll see if that happens. Samantha Grisafi with the snap. She drops back to pass. She's looking for an open man. Oh, no. She had a nice pass to Patricia Harper, but it's dropped. So we've got an incomplete pass to Harper at the 25. So we've got a 2nd and 10 situation for the fourth with 8:45 left in the fourth quarter. Sun's starting to go down. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin. Grisafi set to pick up the snap. She got the snap. She looks the short pass off to the side, and it's right behind Albie Zuby, the intended receiver. It seemed like the play itself was confusing for everyone involved. When you have to memorize all those plays, sometimes it just can get a little overwhelming, and I understand. Probably another reason I don't play football. I get confused easily. So we've got a 3rd and 10 situation with 8 minutes 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter for the Chicago Force. They're down by 13 points to the Kansas City Tribe, 27-14. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield with Candace Griffin just to her right. She receives the snap. She drops back. She looks the pass. And intended receiver Patricia Harper and Tiffany Garrison Schweiger batted it down. So incomplete pass to Harper. We've got a 4th and 10 situation, another 4th down situation for the Force. And they just seem to perform much better in the 4th down situations than they do in any other down situation. So that's why they give you 4 downs, right? So they're going to go for it. 4th and 10 on the Kansas City Tribe 30-yard line. Tiffany Garrett and Schweiger having a great offensive and defensive game for the Tribe. Yeah. So 4th and 10, 8 minutes 30 seconds to go. The ball in the Kansas City Tribe 30. Chicago Force is trying to make something happen, and a timeout is called by the Force. Or no, check that, by the Tribe. The Tribe has got to get together, figure out what they're going to do in this situation. My game plan would be to stop them. Just don't let them throw the ball or rush anywhere. I think the Chicago's game plan is to get it 10 yards. That's just, I don't know how they're going to do that. They've done it before. They've done it several times before in this game. But there is 35 seconds left in the game. And the Chico Thunder touchdown band game is a band. Is I have no idea what just happened, but it was a good time. Again, the timeout was called by the Kansas City Tribe. They are up 27-14 against the Chicago Force. Everybody's back to the line of scrimmage. The 4th and 10 situation for the Chicago Tribe. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. To receive the snap. A lot of noise. Ball snap, good snap. She drops back to pass. Looking for an open receiver, and she finds one right in the middle in Candace Griffin. But Candace is brought down by Rusty Sowers on about the 25-yard line, so only a gain of 5. So the Kansas City Tribe will take over on their own 25-yard line, 1st and 10 situation. So with 8 minutes, 24 seconds left to go, KC Tribe gets the ball back. 1st and 10 situation on their own 24-yard line. They're up 27-14. If you're just joining us, we've got the Kansas City Tribe versus the Chicago Force for the championship. Jenny Schmidt hands the ball off to Megan Penrod, and she runs about 2 or 3 yards. So we've got a 2nd and 8. Situation. The Kansas City Tribe 26-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield to receive the snap. Megan Penrod just to her right, left. I got that part wrong on my driver's test years ago. It's really difficult. So we got Jenny Schmidt to receive the pass, or to receive the snap. That's the second time I've done that. She carries it. And she's brought down behind, way behind the line of scrimmage by Kimberly Marks, who's an all-star for the Force. And she loses about 7 yards on the play. So we've got a 3rd and 15 situation for the Tribe. So now on their own 19-yard line. It's like the Force kind of read that play from the very beginning. 7 minutes, 17 left, 3rd and 15, KC Tribe. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield to receive the snap. Quarterback for the Tribe. Good snap. She drops back to pass. She's being rushed. Ball is thrown. She wasn't really thrown to anybody in particular. Pass is incomplete. So we've got a 4th down and 15 situation for the Force, or for the Tribe. Feeling they're going to elect to punt it. So Tiffany Garrison-Swigert in the backfield to punt for the Tribe. 4th and 15, 6 minutes, 56 seconds to go in the game. The Force is elected not to have anybody in the back in the on the opposite end to receive the ball. Tiffany has a long snap, a good snap. Punt is almost blocked, but it's not, and it's kicked out of bounds at about the Kansas City 37-yard line. So the Force will pick up with 6 minutes 46 seconds left to go in the game. Scores 27-14. City Tribe. First and 10 for the Force. The crowd is still strong. Still pushing along and getting all excited about all the plays and all the excitement. The Chico Thunder touchdown band. Pretty exciting. Got Samantha Grisafi in the backfield to receive the snap for the Force. She received it. It's good. She has nice blocking, but she's brought down. She gets about 5-6 yards on the play. She carries the ball. She's got a nice in front of her the whole time. She's brought down. She's brought down by Magdalene Aberfuli, who's limping off the field. Never a good sign. So we've got a 2nd and 3, 7-yard pickup. 2nd and 3 situation for the Force on the Kansas City 30-yard line. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. Sees the snap. Short pass over to Albie Zuby. Just a little too much on it, and Albie just couldn't hold on to it. Zuby couldn't hold on to it, so incomplete pass. So we've got a 3rd down and 3 situation. With 6 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the game. KC Tribe up 27, Chicago Forces 14. The winner goes on to play the DC Divas in Texas in a couple weeks. So we've got Samantha Grisafi in the backfield, ready to receive the snap. They are on the Kansas City 30-yard line with a 3rd and 3 situation. She fake passes it, long pass. And it's just out of the hands. Is that 88? Oh, it's intended for Angie Banstra. It's just out of her hands, just a little too much zip on it. There is someone down on the field for the Force. Don Peterson. Another all-star for the Force. Might just be another cramp. With a hot, humid afternoon like today, they're unfortunately common. And they've had, both teams have had rough physical games. There is 5 minutes and 58 seconds left. And that was a 4th and 3rd situation, and since it was an incomplete pass. Or is it a 4th and 3rd situation now? We'll find out. I think it's a 4 and 3 situation now. Again, a situation that Chicago is no stranger to. Got an injury timeout at this point. I wanted to thank everyone listening on Women's Football Talk and everyone who supports the Independent Women's Football League. I know all the women here in Kansas City who play for this football team thoroughly enjoy it and have a good time. There's a great article in the newspaper about it a couple months ago. So that was fairly exciting. Kansas City Star. The sponsor for tonight's game is John Schultz, the law firm of Frankie Schultz McMullen. The food is provided by Backyard Burger and entertainment provided by Chico Thunder and the Touchdown Band. Again, we have an injury timeout. Number 86, Dawn Peterson, is down for the Chicago Force. She's slowly getting back up. Probably going to have to help her off the field, it looks like. But she's going to be able to hobble off. So she's good. She's getting some help from her coaches. Looks like the left leg in some way, shape, or form is a little injured, but we'll see how that works out for her. So the Force will come back on the field. Ready to take the ball again with a 4th and 3 situation. It's
Samantha Grisafi in the backfield once again. Good snap. Fakes it off to... She hands it off to Dark Gillespie. It's a great run, and she's eventually hit hard by Rusty Sowers. So she has about a 12-yard gain on that. Rusty brings her down at about the 16, 17-yard line. Or the 18. That's a bad angle up here. So we've got a 1st and 10 situation from Chicago Force with 5 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Again, we have Darcy Leslie, who's had just a phenomenal rushing game. Quick pass to Albie Zuli by Samantha Griffin is just stopped by Tegan Stewart at the line of scrimmage. We've got a 2nd and 10 situation. Tegan hit her pretty hard, but she got up and walked away. We got a 2nd and 10. It's a nice quick pass by Samantha Grisafi to Albie Zuli. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Chicago Tribe 14. The Chicago Force. Oh my gosh, is anybody writing down how many times I've done that? Chicago Force 14. Tennessee Tribe 27. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield to receive the snap. Drops back. She's being rushed. Throws it to Trisha Harper. Intended for Trisha Harper, but it just goes through her hands. So another incomplete pass. Got a 3rd and 12 situation for the Force. I guess there was some yards lost on that Albie Zuli catch. So 3rd and 12 on the Kansas City Tribe. 20-yard line for the Force with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left to go in the game. The crowd's getting on their feet. 3rd down, 12. Samantha Grisafi in the backfield to receive the snap. Oh, the snap is bad. She fumbles it. It looks like Kansas City Tribe recovers the ball. It's recovered by number 68 of the Tribe. It's Kiki Blackman. The ball was just snapped too low for Samantha Grisafi to recover, and it bounced right off her shin guard and went right into the hands of the Kansas City Tribe. So they recover the ball and have a 1st and 10 situation at their own 22 with 4 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the game. Kiki Blackman with the covering on that one. We've got Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Megan Penrod. The score is Tribe 27, Force 14. You want to be careful with too much time. Don't want to waste too much time. Could get a false start or a delayed game. Jenny Schmidt with the snap. She just pitches it off to Megan Penrod. Great pitch, but there is a flag on the play. Megan gets about 5 yards, but again, like I said, there is a flag. So in those situations, sometimes it's a holding call or holding on the Tribe. So the ball come back. 10-yard penalty. Maybe it's 5. The ball will be at the 17-yard line. So 1st and 15. They replay the 1st down on a hold charge. 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Jenny Schmidt received the pass in the backfield. A lot of receivers on the field for the Tribe. And Megan Penrod. A lot of motion going on. Rusty Sowers and Brittany Fisher trying to line themselves up. She pitches it off to Rusty Sowers, but there's another penalty flag on the play. Looks like a false start, maybe, or illegal procedure on the Tribe. So another 5-yard penalty. So it's going to be another 1st down situation. So 1st and 20.
So they're now on the 12-yard line. They're on the 12-yard line with 4 minutes left to go. They're up by 13 in the fourth quarter. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield. Megan Finrod, first and 20. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the game. Chicago Tribe is up by 13 against the Kansas City Tribe. Is up. Jenny Schmidt drops back. She's being rushed. She drops back to throw. She throws it to Tegan Stewart. It's caught by Tegan Stewart. First down. She runs. She's brought down eventually. Great catch by Tegan Stewart on the 32-yard line. And she's brought down by Kimberly Marks. She's had just a strong defensive game today. Another first down for the Kansas City Tribe. And they will be on their own 35-yard line with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the game. Jenny Schmidt set back to receive the snap. She has about 5 receivers set up. Jenny Schmidt to receive the snap with 3 minutes left in the game. Good snap, and she carries it. She's running through the line. She's got 5 yards, 6 yards. She's brought down after 6 yards by Shannon Tenbrook. Gain of about 6 yards on the play. So she's on the 40-yard line for the Kansas City Tribe 40-yard line. So second and 4, second and 5 for the Kansas City Tribe. A good carry by Jenny Schmidt. Looks like they're going to let the clock run down to the 2-minute warning and take a little timeout break, but it will be second and 5 on the Kansas City Tribe 40-yard line. You can't count the Chicago force out yet. 2 minutes left. Strong defense. They can stop them here and come back. I've seen it done before. We've got cheerleader boy out there. He's going to do some cheers. DC Divas won. So, barring some unfortunate event, there's a good chance the KC Tribe could be going on to the national championship against the DC Divas in 2 weeks in Round Rock, Texas. If you go online to the Independent Women's Football League website, there's a great thing. Stadium, and they've got an itinerary of what's going to go on that whole weekend. The All-Star game is on Sunday. Here, too, we've got cheerleader boy doing some at the backflip, backhand screen. It's beautiful. You needed to be here for that. I really think he's amazing. So we've got a second and 5 situation for Kansas City Tribe on their own 40-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Larissa Graves right next to her. She's ready to receive the snap. Good snap. She gives it off to Larissa, who runs right through the line and just runs solid. She's just running solid. She's brought down by number 82, Martha Dantuman, after a gain of 25 yards. Just a solid run. So first down, Kansas City Tribe, with 1 minute and 53 seconds left to go in the game. So they are on the Chicago Fork 31-yard line. With the first and 10 situation. Great carry by Larissa Graves in the situation. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield received a snap. One minute, 35 seconds left to go in the game. First and 10 on the Kansas City 31. Or no, on the Chicago 31. Jenny Schmidt sets to receive the snap. Good snap. Quick pass out in front, and seems like she threw it away. She really rushed. She had number 35, Veronica Hernandez, for the course, running at her pretty hardcore. They're going to set up for a second and 10 with 1 minute 13 seconds left. Again, the Chicago Force 31-yard line. Finish through an incomplete pass up the middle. Seems like no intended receiver on that one. She has 5 receivers set up. Jason set to take the pass, take the snap. Good snap. Oh, she is tackled hard. Sacked by number 85, Kimberly Marks. And a loss of about 11 yards on that play. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 20 situation for or a loss of 8 yards. Jenny's tall, and I think she stretches out an extra couple yards. I'm not sure she stretches out 3 more yards because that would make her about 9 feet. She's taller than me, but I'm short. But enough about me. So it's going to be a 3rd down. And looks like 3rd down and 16 situation. There is a timeout on the field with 1 minute, 6 seconds left to go. Kansas City Tribes 27, Chicago Force 14. There's a point where Chicago actually had the second quarter wrapped up. They finished it strong. But Kansas City came out in that third quarter and scored pretty soon after the start of the third half. In third quarter and just never stopped. And they stopped any advances that Chicago tried to have on the ball. So a little water break, a little timeout. 1 minute, 6 seconds to go. 3rd and 16 situation for the Kansas City Tribes. And they are on the Chicago 37-yard line. Jenny Schmidt in the backfield with Larissa Graves just to her left. A little bit of movement. Trying to get set up right now. A couple receivers on the there. Jenny set to receive the snap on a 3rd down situation. Looks like a blitz situation for the Force. It's coming hard. Jenny's running out. She's being chased. She runs to the sideline and runs out of bounds. Basically the line of scrimmage. She's kind of pushed out of bounds by number 90, Elizabeth Oki. She's being chased by Sophia Sinas. So we've got a 4th down and 16 situation, 15 situation for the Kansas City Tribe, but with 1 minute left in the game, they're up by 13 points. I doubt they punt the ball. They might punt the ball. It looks like Tiffany's going out. No, it looks like Reagan Campbell is going to punt. For the Tribe. The Force doesn't have any receivers in the backfield, so probably going to let it go into the end zone if it does. Oh, snap is almost over. She covers. Quick punt. And she just kicks it hard, and it does roll into the end zone just before the Tribe could get to it and stop it. So the Force will take over on the 20 with a 1st and 10 situation with 51 seconds left to go in the game. So Kansas City Tribe will go on to meet the DC Divas in the national championship on July 25th in Round Rock, Texas. It's just 2 weeks away. So get your tickets now. You can buy them online. I just had someone yell. I don't know if you heard that. There's a lot of excitement going on. There'll be much celebration here in Kansas. So we've got Samantha Grisafi in the backfield. She's set to receive the snap. She's got 5 receivers lined up. She drops back to pass. Nice long throw to Zuby. It's just over her head. So incomplete pass to her. So the Force is going to line up again for a 2nd and 10 situation. Mm-hmm. Samantha Verstappen set to receive the snap again. 46 seconds left to go in the game. Fourth quarter. Snap is good. Lane Anderson trying to run through the line. Nice run. It's intercepted. Reagan Campbell intercepts the ball, runs to the 10-yard, runs in, breaks the tackle, touchdown. Touchdown, Kansas City Tribe.
Strong as all, we just win it.